who was the other half of Steve Raymond's talk and the guy who he hunted. So can you just tell us what the experience of being hunted like that was like for you?
Sure. It was pretty surreal. It was a weird idea that at first when I pitched the idea to Steve, I thought it would be, you know, kind of fun and games, but we're both pretty competitive people, and just getting in that mindset of being paranoid about what kind of digital trace you're leaving starts looking at the world a whole different way. And then once he started popping up at really unexpected and sometimes very awkward moments in my life, it definitely got more and more on edge. And then towards the end, when we were both getting pretty, like I said, competitive, he did one thing where he sort of sent out a general blast email to all his PI friends and set up a website called Hunting Rick Dakin. And then at that point, I was starting to think that the whole thing might have been a mistake. But it was interesting, and ultimately I'm grateful that, you know, I wasn't being hunted for some real purpose. Yeah, exactly. I was glad it was all a game.
Now, you're writing a book about this, or you've written a book about this?
Yeah, it's 90% done as we're recording this interview. I've written my which is the larger chunk of the prose, which sort of is the events from my point of view along with some history, and I also did some interviews outside of our contest to serve for some background, and Steve's filling in sort of his point of view on some of the captures. And
all right, well, I can't wait to read that book when it finally comes out.
It's called Stealing Your Own Identity.
Okay, do you have an approximate publishing date?
Well, either the last quarter of this year or first quarter of next year.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. We'll be hearing from both of you very soon.
My pleasure, thank you.
All right. This is Rayo Statler signing off, and we'll be having that streaming talk momentarily.